We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Enthusiastic viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 16 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Hutu, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recan Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yangqiaola Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jingmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, Germany and Brazil collaborate to build a climate change monitoring tower in the Amazon forest. In cultural news, a famous cathedral in Barcelona, Spain is scheduled to host its first mass 127 years after construction began. In animal welfare news, Moshe, a 3-year-old elephant in Thailand, is fitted with a new prosthetic limb. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, April 29th, commemorates the birth of Mr. Edward Kennedy Duke Ellington. Born in Washington, D.C., USA in 1899, he was one of the greatest jazz composers in history and one of the most influential artists in American music. Also a band leader and a pianist, Mr. Ellington's career spanned half a century with more than 20,000 performances around the world, in Europe, Latin America, the Middle East, and Asia. He composed over 3,000 songs in a variety of genres. Duke Ellington was a deeply religious man. A number of his compositions were spiritually themed and titled, such as, Is God a Three-Letter Word for Love? He said, Things have happened to me in such a way as to prove religion to me. It makes you feel that if you are God's son, you are strong and don't have to worry. Mr. Ellington's numerous honors include 13 Grammy Awards, the President's Gold Medal in 1966, the Medal of Freedom in 1969, and the Legion of Honor by France in 1973. May Mr. Ellington's extraordinary musical genius be enjoyed for generations to come.
Fly-in news. Supreme Master Chenghai International Association relief news update from Peru. On April 13, landslides following heavy rains in the northern Peruvian province of La Libertad caused at least 12 people to perish, destroying homes as well as crops. Another mudslide in the same region on April 17 caused rocks and mud to bury homes, with further loss of some 30 lives and others missing while rain hampered rescue efforts. On April 15, Supreme Master Chenghai had pledged $10,000 to help the victims if needed, and promised $5,000 more on April 18, requesting our association's relief team to go, if possible, to check if the area was in urgent need of aid. This total amount of $15,000 could purchase an equivalent of $91,000 in relief supplies if bought in the United States, based on the cost of living in Peru. As Supreme Master Chenghai frequently requests updates on the status of situations such as these, with Master's permission, we would like to share the following report with our viewers.
April 24th, 2009. Most loving Master, regarding landslide in Peru. The landslide that swept Retamas La Libertad on April 13th had buried croplands and dozens of houses. Civil defense, police and rescue crews have carried out rescue and relief missions. On April 21st, our association members visited one of the government's relief centers and was informed by the Secretary of the Civil Defense that the government is sending help to the most affected districts, so we will not need to use Master's loving aid of $15,000. However, Master's concern is highly appreciated. Thank you, Master, for your loving care. Love and gratitude from association members in Peru.
We thank Supreme Master Chenghai for allowing us to share this information with our viewers, who may be glad to know that the people of Peru are being cared for. We are also grateful to our association's foreign group for providing this report. Our sincere appreciation, all Peruvian police, civil defense, and other rescue personnel, for your quick assistance to fellow citizens in need. We also thank Supreme Master Chenghai for her immediate offer of care to the landslide victims.
Our sympathies to those who have lost loved ones as we pray for the continued restoration of the afflicted Peruvians' normal lives. May acts of benevolence be shared around the world as we work to restore the balance of our precious planet.
Olac, or Vietnam, swept with heavy rains and strong winds. Olac's Anyang province has been affected by torrential rains and strong winds since the beginning of April, causing 4 people to perish and extensive damage to properties. Some 700 homes have lost their roofs, while many buildings and schools across almost 20 districts have been devastated. On Sunday, 2 landslides between the provinces Lam Dong and Khen Hoa halted traffic for several hours as rescue teams worked to clear the roads. On April 28th, Supreme Master Chenghai pledged $20,000, asking our association's relief team to please go and help with love and prayers. The $20,000 could purchase the equivalent of approximately $354,000 in relief items in the United States, based on the cost of living in Olac. Our thankfulness for Supreme Master Chenghai's immediate assistance to the storm victims in need. We are troubled to hear of the dangerous weather conditions affecting the Olac's people and pray for their protection. May we all lead more earth-conscious lifestyles so that events such as these may be lessened for the safety and contentment of all.
Mexico and Indonesia jolted by quakes. On Monday, buildings in Mexico City, Mexico, were shaken by a 5.6 magnitude quake, sending thousands fleeing to the streets in fear. Two people perished of heart attacks near the quake's epicenter in the Pacific Coast state of Guerrero, and minor damage was noted in the resort of Acapulco. Also on Monday, a 5.9 magnitude tremor was registered 712 kilometers below the surface of the sea off the coast of the Indonesian province of Sulawesi. There were no reports of damage or injuries in this case, and no tsunami warning was issued. We are thankful for the protection of the quake-stricken areas. Our prayers for the comfort of the Mexican people, and that such calamities are eased through our endeavors of kindness towards one another and our environment. Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Avian flu update from Egypt. A 6-year-old boy and 2 adult women succumbed to the viral infection last week, marking 26 lives lost to bird flu in Egypt since 2006. Meanwhile, a 34-year-old woman who was admitted to the hospital represented the 68th case of bird flu in the country. Most of the people affected have been young women responsible for the care of poultry. The World Health Organization estimates that this H5N1 strain of the virus has caused some 250 fatalities since 2003, mainly in Southeast Asia. Scientists fear that the H5N1 virus will one day mutate and transmit more easily to humans, similar to what appears to have happened with the latest swine flu virus, and would affect up to one-fifth of the world's population. Our hearts are saddened by these events. To all Egyptians who have lost loved ones, we offer our sincere condolences. May all others meanwhile be protected as we pray that tragic diseases like avian flu are soon a thing of the past, as more people adopt the meat-free diet for the peace and longevity of animals and humans alike.
Swine flu continues to spread, with confirmed and suspected cases of the newly diagnosed swine flu approaching more than 2,000 and up to 150 lives lost. Nations worldwide have been affected, including Mexico, USA, New Zealand, Canada, Brazil, Spain, Sweden, Switzerland, France, UK, Israel, Australia, Chile, Germany, Colombia, Austria, Norway, South Korea, Guatemala, and Denmark. At least 6 countries have also now banned the importation of pork products from Mexico and the USA. With European Union health ministers preparing for an urgent meeting on the matter, the World Health Organization, or WHO, has raised the emergency status of the swine flu from 3 to a level 4, which is 2 levels below a full pandemic. We join in sorrow for the loss of human life and pray for the swift recovery of all who have been affected. May we join in finding ways to address the true cause of diseases such as these for the healthful freedom of all.
Vegetarianism in religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that in the beginning of creation God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings of some aspects of health and healing.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra. Cow dye.
The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius.
Essenes. I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adi Lila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been especially prepared for him, involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutra Kritanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood, meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds in nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that ploughs your field, tract of the quiet way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure. The supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants I, Ahura Mazda, God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow. Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
Elections bring new dawn in Iceland. In the first ever election, where leftist parties won a majority, voters gave the Social Democratic Party, headed by Prime Minister Jóhanna Sigurðardóttir, nearly 30% of the votes, which translated to 20 seats in the Alþingi, Iceland's 63-seat parliament. Other parties that secured Alþingi seats included the Left Greens winning 14, the Independence Party with 16, and the Progressive Party 9. The Citizens' Movement with a constitutional reform platform secured 4 seats in its first election. Meetings have already begun among the Social Democrats and the Left Green Movement on the formation of a new government. We congratulate both the voters and the new parliament members of Iceland. Our sincere best wishes to the resourceful citizens of Iceland and her intelligent leaders to flourish in prosperity and goodness.
Save our planet. Call for 20-year ban on fishing in one-third of the world's oceans. A review of 100 scientific reports on restoring fish populations by Dr. Callum Roberts, Marine Conservation Professor at the University of York in the United Kingdom, revealed a consensus recommendation towards protection of 20 to 40% of the sea. Currently, only 0.8% of the world's oceans are protected.
Dr. Roberts further stated that technological developments have allowed extreme fishing exploitation of previously untouched areas, leading to the collapse of many marine environments. US-based environmental organisation Friends of the Earth, along with UK-based charities Marine Conservation Society and the Royal Society for the Protection of Birds, all support a 30% closure of the world's oceans to help restore depleted fish numbers. Our gratitude, Dr. Roberts, Friends of the Earth, Marine Conservation Society and Royal Society for the Protection of Birds, for bringing to the public's attention the dire state of our precious marine life. Let us easily cease all consumption of fish through the earth-saving plant-based diet and rejoice as life in the seas flourishes once again. During a July 2008 video conference in Germany, Supreme Master Ching Hai spoke of the oceans and our need, in this case, to spare the lives of fish, reminding of their unique contributions to the marine world, which itself is a vital aspect of our environment.
Because fish eating also very depleting to planetary ecosystem. They have proven that overfishing of sardines has resulted in many dead zones. They are therefore maybe oxidized in the ocean, give life to some other kind of species, or cleaning the environment. Whatever the species that God has left on the planet, they have work to do. Just like human, we have work to do. Animals, they have work to do. Even little fish like sardines, they have work to do. It's just many humans. I think it's just a little fish. They think they're useless, so they fish them up and eat them. But they are very, very useful to our ecosystem and to the health of the planet and, consequently, to the health of humans and all beings on it.
Save our planet. Rare frogs airlifted to safety. Following the discovery of fungal disease that has caused hundreds of frogs to perish on the Caribbean island of Montserrat, conservationists have rescued and temporarily removed 50 of the mountain frogs that are considered one of the world's rarest species. With assistance from the Montserrat government, scientists were able to select a healthy population and airlift them to conservation sites in London and Stockholm, with plans to return them to their native habitat in future. It is reported that the spread of the chytrid fungus across the globe has been accelerated by the rise in temperatures from climate change. Montserrat government, international conservationists and scientists, many thanks for your concerted efforts to protect this rare amphibian. May global warming be quickly eased with the switch to eco-friendly lifestyles that preserve habitats for animals and humans alike.
Save our planet. His Royal Highness warns of limited time for the planet. Speaking to the Italian Parliament on Monday, Prince Charles of Britain cautioned that environmental experts project only a few years left before the effects of greenhouse gas emissions become irreversible. He stated, "The world is struggling with the consequences of the economic crisis in which we find ourselves, but any of the difficulties we face today will be as nothing when the full horror of global warming unfolds." With the Copenhagen, Denmark, United Nations climate change meeting upcoming in December, His Royal Highness also called for inspired leadership, adding, "If we don't succeed, our grandchildren will never ever forgive us." Following his address of the Parliament, Prince Charles met for the first time with His Holiness Pope Benedict XVI at the Vatican, where they discussed environmental protection as well as intercultural and interfaith communication. Our respectful gratitude and God bless Your Royal Highness Prince Charles for your noble-hearted courage in continuing to bring awareness to the dire state of our planet. We send special appreciation also to Your Holiness Pope Benedict XVI for your openness to dialogue about the importance of safeguarding our ecosphere. May your exemplary leaderships inspire our world toward the most compassionate actions to save the earth and all her inhabitants.
Save our planet. Korea heralds the success of climate change conference with Supreme Master Ching Hai. The Save Our Earth Conference 2009, Protecting the Environment and Respecting All Lives, was held on April 26th in Seoul, South Korea. Supreme Master Ching Hai was invited as an honored guest and graciously attended via video conference to answer the questions of dignitaries and members of the public regarding global warming. Following the conference, many media groups were inspired to spread the hopeful message that climate change can be reversed through a transition to the considerate veg lifestyle.
The following conference coverage was telecast on Korea Broadcasting System, or KBS, the nation's largest television network, airing at the local prime time.
채식으로 지구 온난화를 막자는 주제의 국제 화상 회의가 서울 센트럴시티에서 열렸습니다. 회의에 참석한 환경 전문가들은 채식이 축산업에서 나오는 온실가스를 줄여 온난화를 막는 데 도움이 된다고 주장하며 세계적 작가인 베트남의 칭하이 무상사를 화상으로 연결해 채식의 중요성을 토론했습니다.
The Save Our Earth Conference 2009 was also covered by numerous other media groups, including the nation's primary media agencies, Yonhap and Newsis, which provide news to almost all of Korea's newspapers. Their coverage was printed in newspapers such as Kyunyang Shinmun and Saegye Ilbo. Internet news agencies like the Consumer News and Medical Today also published information about the event. All conveyed the conference theme that being veg is a solution for global warming.
Indeed, the enthusiastic nationwide response to the Save Our Earth Conference 2009, Protecting the Environment and Respecting All Lives, contained vibrant reflections of Supreme Master Ching Hai's message to the world concerning this critical matter of our time.
So for now, changing to the vegan diet lifestyle is urgent and the most important and the most effective solution to halt the climate change and to save the planet. We can see almost the immediate result if everyone turn to vegan diet. The climate will change. The heat will subside and our world will become
calmer,
cooler, better environment for us and for the children.
We send sincere thanks to Korea Broadcasting System, media agencies Yonhap and Newsis, and all other Korean media personnel for their devoted work in raising public awareness of our planet's dire situation and the ultimate solution. We are also grateful to Supreme Master Ching Hai for offering her love and wisdom to help unite the world in the journey to reverse the warming trend. Let us all quickly heed the urgent call to be vegan so that we may enjoy our beautiful earthly abode for generations to come.
Please tune in to Supreme Master Television's Words of Wisdom for the full rebroadcast of this live event at a later date with multi-language subtitles.
Save Our Planet. Bali, Indonesia's governor, Made Mangku Pasteka, warns that 65% of the island's 400 rivers are shrinking due to climate change.
Save Our Planet. A study by members of the London Assembly's Environment Committee in the United Kingdom reveals that nearly 3,000 premature deaths occurring annually in London are caused by poor air quality resulting from pollutants.
Save Our Planet. The United Nations Food and Agricultural Organization, or FAO, reports the top forested nations by percentage are Sweden, North Korea, Finland, Republic of Palau, Brunei, Darussalam, Guyana, Gabon, Republic of Suriname, Solomon Islands, and French Guiana.
The stars in Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds.
Yu Yu and I both follow a delicious plant-based diet.
We have a tip to share with you on keeping your car in top shape.
Remember to have your tires rotated according to the owner's manual or at least every 6,000 miles.
This helps the tires wear more evenly so they will last longer.
that also means safety and saving money. A penny saved is a penny earned.
Thanks again for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
And now for the weather around the world.
In environmental news, Brazil and Germany collaborate on a climate change tower. The 300-meter tower is to be built in the Amazon rainforest and will keep track of the changes in the environment due to global warming. In addition, the construction of four 60-meter towers has been suggested. Both nations will contribute to the $10.8 million needed for the building and operation of the tower for the first 5 years. The countries have also agreed to support each other in research in the fields of science, technology, and innovation with a focus on sustainable development. Our accolades and appreciation Brazil and Germany for this laudable joint endeavor. May leaders of all nations take the sustainable path to a healthy and viable planet.
In cultural news, Barcelona Church to hold services 127 years after building work commenced. La Sagrada Familia will be ready to host its first Catholic Mass in summer 2010. The renowned cathedral, designed by the brilliant artist and architect Antoni Gaudí, was begun in 1882. However, construction ceased at its passing in 1926. Even in its incomplete form, it has been visited by more than 5 million people a year. Gaudí was dedicated to integrating his spiritual visions into the design of the basilica. Our appreciation, La Sagrada Familia members, and all those working on the completion of this monumental work. Surely this honors the great legacy of Antoni Gaudí. May the basilica's lofty grandeur help bring worshipers closer to heaven. Up next on Noteworthy News, a 3-year-old elephant is fitted with a prosthetic leg. We're just going out to say hi to the cows. We'll be right back. Stay tuned for more gladdening news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, gracious news for a splendid world. In animal welfare news, Moshe, an elephant in northern Thailand, is fitted with a new prosthetic leg. The 3-year-old elephant living at the Friends of the Asian Elephant, or FAE, Hospital and Sanctuary in Lampung was given a prosthesis in 2007 by Dr. Terachai Chivake of the Prosthesis Foundation of Her Royal Highness the Princess Mother. Moshe, the first elephant to receive an artificial limb, was fitted with a second larger one to accommodate her growth. FAE founder Ms. Sarita Sawala commented that Moshe likes playing with the other elephants and seems to be flourishing. Our sincere gratitude, Dr. Terachai Chivake, the Prosthesis Foundation of Her Royal Highness the Princess Mother, Ms. Sarita Sawala, and Friends of the Asian Elephant for your kindness and compassionate care. Bravo, beautiful Moshe! May you enjoy many years with much delicious vegetarian food in the company of good friends and well-wishers.
Let's enjoy some humor with Supreme Master Ching Hai, entitled Alone.
The teacher was telling Johnny, "Johnny, this is the worst essay I have ever read. I can't believe it. You alone make more mistakes than the whole class put together." Johnny said, "Oh, ma'am, I wasn't alone. My dad helped me to write it."
Thank you.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
سلام، من میخواهم از برنامه‌های عالی شما تشکر کنم و خوشحالم از اینکه هنوز توی این دنیای پرهرج و مرج کسانی هستند که به فکر انسان‌ها و این کره خاکی که امانت خداوند هستند. من تلویزیون شما را خیلی دوست دارم. امیدوارم در پی اهدافتون موفق باشید. من خیلی دوست دارم گیاه‌خوار شوم ولی متاسفانه اراده لازم را ندارم. امیدوارم من و تمام انسان‌ها روزی گیاه‌خوار شویم به امید روزی که این دنیا پر از شادی باشد و همه موجودات با صلح و صفا در کنار همدیگر زندگی کنند. راستی استاد اعظم ایران نمی آیند؟ موفق باشید در پرتو سایه حق، پریوش از ایران.
Well wishing Parivash, we are ever grateful that at this crucial time, Supreme Master Qinghai and many other special souls are here to support humanity's efforts to save our home planet. Supreme Master Qinghai has given advice on how to veg for starters. We are honored to air this public service announcement on Supreme Master Television. This clip and other climate change announcements are downloadable at www.suprememastertv.com/SOS. An array of exciting resources for new vegetarians is also available at www.suprememastertv.com/b-veg. The best of luck to you on starting a new healthy and compassionate lifestyle. And thank you so much for all your good wishes. As for Supreme Master Qinghai's visits around the world, it is the will of Providence. With Allah's love and blessings to you and the gracious people of Iran. May dreams come true for a vegan world of happiness and harmony.
Do you have a heartline today? Thank you for tuning in to Noteworthy News on Supreme Master Television. If you have any stories or comments from your part of the world, please send them to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on your screen.
May your every moment be filled with joy and peace.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Palestinian Foreign Minister Riyad Al-Malki visits Venezuela to meet with Foreign Minister Nicolas Maduro for discussions of furthering the country's diplomatic relations.
A diamond is being returned to her owner thanks to miraculous circumstances in which a bus driver from Sydney, Australia, found the valuable stone on the street a day after his colleague told him the story.
Screening has begun for Iran's ASA International Humanitarian Film Festival with its themes of friendship, civilization, and spirituality.
In a meeting in Qingdao Port City of Shandong Province, China, Navy leaders from 29 countries agree unanimously on working towards building harmonious and free oceans.
The city of Solana Beach, California, USA, passes a resolution to ban foie gras thanks to the initiative of Mayor Mike Nichols.
French President Nicolas Sarkozy and his wife, First Lady Carla Bruni Sarkozy, arrive for a state visit in Spain to meet with Spain's King Juan Carlos, Spanish Prime Minister José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero, and others.
South Korea's government and tourism organization is hosting its first cultural night in Iran, featuring traditional costumes and tourist attractions to raise funds for charity.
The Good Samaritan Society in Texas, USA, set up a kindness challenge booth at the Dallas-Fort Worth Art and Jazz Festival, encouraging festival goers to engage in 100 kind deeds in 100 minutes.
Britain's website, ancestry.co.uk, is uploading 77 million historical records on life in London, dating back 400 years, for cultural enrichment and enhancement of locating genealogical information.
US Secretary of State Hillary Clinton completes her Mideast trip with visits to Kuwait and Lebanon, where she pledged US support for safely conducted free and fair elections. We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty. For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.